Today's grammar point is teita, as in 困っていた,
which is the past progressive. Now, to look at teita, we're going to look first at teiru, which expresses the idea that an action is progressing at the present time, or someone or something is keeping the state created some time ago. So a state is continuing on. And teiru is equivalent to the present progressive. Now, Misante, can we have an example?
風をひいている。
So, if we translate it, I'm catching a cold. But
そうですね。
It really represents the state that I've caught a cold and it's continuing on. So the state is continuing on. Now, teiru, this is the present progressive. Now, if teiru becomes
teita,
then we have the past progressive.
風をひいていた。
I had a cold. So the past tense of teiru is teita, and in this case, the speaker is talking about a certain time in the past, and talking about a time when an action was progressing, or there was some state that was continuing. In today's example, we had
tissue を忘れちゃって困っていたの。
I forgot my tissues and was in a bind. Was in a bind. Was in a bit of trouble because I forgot the tissues. But now that I have them, that situation's past.
そうですね。ティッシュを忘れて困っているの。
So I forgot my tissues and
I'm in trouble.
Yeah.、
Mm.
What can I do?
Here you are, Naomi.
ありがとう、ピーター。ティッシュを忘れて困っていたのになりますね。
So that situation is resolved. Now if I take back the tissues, 返してください。
返せ。
返せ。
Imperative form.
バカ野郎、返せ。
So, Naomi-sensei, I take the tissues back. 返してください。I take the tissues back and I leave.
And I'll probably say to Yuichi-san, Peter がティッシュ持ってっちゃって困ってるの。
ああ、そうですか。
So she's back to the state of being in trouble.
そうですね。うん、そうですかだけ。
そう。じゃあ、これあげます。
ありがとうございます。
はい。